For the thousands in attendance, for the millions watching around the world.
You know what that means, boys and girls?
The Devils! Settle!
Goodbye and good night. Bang!
What is up, Rust Friends? My name is Edie.
And my name is Teddy.
And you are listening to the Rust Friends podcast, and we are back live streaming for you guys. We're super excited. I can't wait to hear what all of you guys have to say, especially because we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble. Rust Friend, how are you?
I'm good, Rust Friend. How are you?
I'm doing so good. And you know what? I was really excited about this Rumble, especially for the women's match, right? Because I feel like that's what we get more excited about, because I feel like there's just a lot more possibilities with the women that you get. It's just fun. And I was really, really excited about this. How did you feel going into this year's Royal Rumble?
I honestly, nothing, because I really wasn't sure what to expect. Yeah. I really wasn't. But at the same time, I was ready for whatever was coming. I knew there was going to be little surprises, but I wasn't sure of like
what anything. They would.
I didn't want to speculate or anything. I'm like, I just want to be surprised.
All right, so let's get started. We are going, look at this, 10 out of 10. There's just so many cool things that happened this year. So first things first, we're going to talk about the women's match and Miss Natty, who was at number one. Now, when she came out at number one, restaurant, I was like, oh my goodness, what a great pick, right? Like, I feel like Natty is such a staple in the women's locker room. Mm-hmm. And to have her be number one, I'm like, yes, because she can set the tone. She'll hold it down. And I thought this was a great pick for number one. What did you think?
No, I'm so happy too. I think Natty, we've talked about it so many times. Natty doesn't get her flowers enough. Mm-hmm. And I feel like at least her coming in at number one is like, I don't know, a big thing. I feel like anyone would want to come in as number one, right?
Yeah. So it was really exciting to see her. And I guess the position number one and number two are like the same thing, right? Because you're technically
starting. Yeah.
So Natty's in the ring. She's chilling. And we're like, all right, who's going to be number two? And then we hear, bring it to the floor. Rust Friend, oh my goodness. I was so excited. I'm like, there's no way. Because I feel like I knew that Trinity was going to go back to WWE, right? But I just didn't know when it was going to happen. And again, with the women's match this year, there were so many possibilities because, you know, there was rumors of maybe Sasha Banks returning, of Naomi, and then was Jade going to finally debut? So there was just so many things that could have happened. But having Naomi come back and the lights were black and then, you know, she was glowing in the dark and the music hits and she's dancing, I was just so excited to see her back. What were your thoughts about Naomi being back?
I'm not gonna lie, hearing her theme song made me a little emotional. I thought that was so, so nice. And then you can see in her face how genuinely happy she was.
Yeah.
So that made me very, very, very happy for her.
I'm so glad she's back. And I really hope that with this, she gets a good title run, right? Because I feel like they did her dirty a lot of times in WWE. So Naomi, this is going to be your year. I mean, I feel like this is going to be the year of a lot of women, but I really want Naomi to have a fantastic year.
Me too.
Because she deserves it.
Uh-huh. Yes, she sure does. And it's like other people have mentioned, she was done dirty, but even though she was out there in independence doing her own thing, she never said a bad thing about WWE.
Exactly.
And now she's back and she looks so good. I love how the crowd received her. It was so, so nice. I'm so happy for her. I really, really hope this is the year where Naomi becomes WWE champ and she holds that title for a long time, because she proved on Impact that she's champ potential, right?
Yeah. And again, it's such a big deal because Naomi is one of the women who was on the roster, or one of the superstars who was on the roster, left the company, and then just became so huge somewhere else, really the face of a women's division somewhere else. And to come back, like, all right, you guys, we cannot play this time. We have to be serious about things. So really, really glad to see Naomi. At number three, we had Bayley, which I think great choice. Bayley was a fan favorite. She was my pick to win. So I was like, okay, I know, Rust Friend. I immediately thought about you because I was like, Rust Friend loves Bayley. Like, that's her girl. Bayley comes out of number three, Rust Friend. Did you think she had a chance?
I mean, of course I believe in her. I just didn't, I wasn't sure what to think just yet. I don't want to like skip right and talk about what happens with them. But of course, I always believe in Bayley. I just think it's so funny how, obviously right now she's a heel. So yeah. I was expecting for her, like when Damage Control comes out, I was expecting for her to be a little shady. So yeah. I will get into that a little later. But yeah, I honestly had no idea what to expect with Ren. I really did not.
It was just something about the Rumbles. It's so exciting all the time. You're just like, okay, every couple minutes or however many seconds it is, someone new is going to come out, and it just changes the dynamic, right?
Yes.
So Bayley came out at number three. Then we had Candice LeRae, and I love Candice. I don't think she gets enough shine on the main roster.
She doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Right in NXT, and even when she was in NXT, I feel like she was just barely getting to like that full, you know, height of what she could be doing with Johnny Gargano and of course Indy and Dexter. So, you know, that happened, but she was in at number four, and then number five comes in and I'm like, what is this music? Mm-hmm. I don't recognize this because Impact, right? But I know who Jordynne Grace is. She's a powerhouse, and boom, Miss Jordynne Grace appears, and I said, oh my God. Rest friend, what was going through your head when you saw Jordynne Grace come out?
Crazy. That was really cool. That was very, very cool. And you never really know what to think, because this has happened before, right? They've had people from Impact and WWE, but then you never really know what to think. Like, is this going to be a partnership or is this just a one-time thing? But at the same time, that was very exciting to see her there. And she looks so good. I'm not going to lie. She looked like the powerhouse that she is. Like, she looked very good.
It's crazy because she's not the first woman from Impact to show up. Right? I mean, I guess it's TNA now. She is technically. But Mickie James did this, and people were also saying on social media, they're like, well, we would hope that in the future, if they are working together, that they do keep, WWE does keep talking about TNA, because you know, after Mickie James showed up in the Rumble, yeah, they talked about it for like a week or two, but then they never mentioned Impact Wrestling ever again. So if it turns out like that, then that's really sad. But I would hope that, you know, this is kind of like a partnership. And Triple H did say something about, like, you know, I'm not gonna say like Forbidden Door because Forbidden Door is silly or something like that. So I would hope that this partnership is solid. And who knows, I seeing this, I expected Impact Men in the Men's Rumble, and we didn't get that. So I was like,
yes. Yes, same.
All right. So after Jordynne Grace, who Pat McAfee, who was on commentary for this, he was like, who is that? And he's like, well, what's happening? And he's like, that's the women's, you know, TNA champion, like crazy. So they were explaining to him. They really made her look like a star. Commentary really helped out on this. And I think he did a really, really good job. So after Jordynne, we got to see Indy Hartwell, who I love Indy.
And love Indy.
Oh my God. I just feel so bad because, you know, she got injured and then she had to relinquish her title and then they moved her up. So she's just had unfortunate events on the main roster. But Indy came out next, and then we got Asuka, Ivy, Katana Chance, Bianca Belair, who got an amazing reception. I feel like all of the women should get amazing receptions, right? But because I feel like for the men, every time some guy comes out, they're like, oh my God, amazing. And the women, they're just like, oh, okay. Which is crazy. So y'all got to keep the same energy.
I know. I don't get it.
I hate it.
I'll never get it.
It sucks. But Bianca got great reception. And then we got Kairi Sane. So with that, we had Damage Control in there, right? Mm-hmm. So we're like, all right, cool. Bailey's going to get helped out, but it seemed like it was a little iffy, right? Like Bailey was very like, what's going to happen? Are you here for me? Are you not? What were you thinking, Russ friend?
Well, I saw her face immediately when, Asuka came in. She didn't look too happy. She looked a little surprised. Like, I'm not 100% sure what she was thinking, but she looked a little shady. And I was like, I'm watching you, Bailey.
I know. I was like, I felt a little scared because I'm like, what is happening? Am I supposed to feel like this? Because mind you, like, I haven't been watching Monday Night Raw and SmackDown. So like, I know that there's drama in Damage Control, and the fact that Bayley's the only one not holding a championship, of course, that puts a strain on any faction, right? Because they're like, all right, who's picking up technically like the dead weight? Like, we're all champions. We're holding up our end. What are you doing? So Interessante. After Kairi, we got Tegan Nox, who also fantastic, but again, she's been, you know, unfortunate events here and been injured, so she's been on and off, and now she's with Natty, so let's hope that she gets a good push this year. And then Kaden Carter, Chelsea Green killed it in this year's Rumble. I thought she did so well. She did, you know, even though a lot of people will be like, oh, well, she's only there to be a funny girl, to be like the comedic moments. It's hard to be that person, right?
Yes, it has to be.
You have to be good with your timing. You have to be really prepared, because there was a lot of moves that she was taking. Like, you got to be at the right spot at the right time, and your body has to match what's happening. So she was just, best friend, she had me hollering in this match.
let's also talk about the fact that, you know, she puts in time and effort on her looks. She always looks great. Her gear, she always kills it with the gear. She always does something different, something beautiful that stands out. And that's what I like about Chelsea too. Like, not only does she know what she's doing in the ring, and it is very unfortunate that she gets injured every time she has a big moment.
Yeah.
But hopefully Chelsea Green won't be injured anymore, and we get to see a little bit more of that goofiness that she has, but also what she knows how to do in the ring. Because I agree with you, she looked very well. She looked very good, I mean.
Yeah. And on commentary, they talked about how last year she lasted 5 seconds, which she referenced, because after 5 seconds, she's like, I lasted more than five. Like, she was just so good, so entertaining. And she also came out, you know, we were talking about her gear. She came out with the pride flag, which she did an interview and she was saying, I am trying to be an ally who just doesn't like, you know, speak up. Like, I also want to show and be on there with the line standing with my friends who are also allies. So shout outs to Chelsea, 10 out of 10. I absolutely loved her. And soon after Chelsea came in, her tag team partner, Piper Niven, came in right before mm-hmm. Chelsea got eliminated, helped her. It was 10 out of 10, which now I'm just like, oh man, you have a powerhouse in there. And when these things happen in the Rumble and a powerhouse comes out, things get shady, right? Because you're like, all right, this is when people start forming groups and you have to try to work together to get that person out. So Piper being in there, they accidentally called her Nia Jax. I don't know if you noticed this.
I didn't hear that. And I was literally just watching it right now too. I didn't.
Yeah. They called her, you know, Piper coming out, but then commentary, it was Michael Cole that called her Nia. I'm like, oh, they're trying to get Nia over. And I'm like, that's offensive, because
that's a very weird mistake.
And it is, but and I guess in their defense, Nia Jax came in a few people after, but I'm like, there's just no way. There's no way. So Piper was in there, Xia Li came out, Zelina Vega came out, Maxine Dupree, and then when they were trying to get Piper out, and then they were like, oh, you know, they're trying to get Nia, and then Nia came out, but I'm like, no, that can't happen. So
yeah.
Nia Jax comes in and I'm like, oh, here we go. What's going to happen? Because Nia is known to be a force to be reckoned with, right? In the Rumble. Mm-hmm. And she's mm-hmm. also joined the men's Rumble. So that's intimidating enough.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Shotzi's out there. Becky Lynch is out there. Alba Fire, Shayna Baszler, Valhalla, who, best friend.
While I was watching this, I was picturing you cracking up.
That's fine. You should have seen my face. I said, who? And then Sarah Logan comes out and I'm like, what is going on? And Michael Cole was like, I hope she has the antlers. The antlers need to be on her. And I'm like, what? What? I literally was, I was so confused. So, so confused. And I'm like, what is happening? I have no idea. And she gets halfway. She's barefoot also. You know how we feel about people being barefoot. Unless you're Mike Bailey, it's not happening, right? Maybe Solo Sikoa, but Solo has more boots.
I love that you give Mike Bailey a pass. Like, if you're Mike Bailey, you get a pass. Only. If you're Mike Bailey,
yes. If you're anyone else, cover them toes up. So she's like halfway to the ring, and then R-Truth's music hit, which, restaurant, I was cackling. I'm like, sir, there's no way you think this is your time right now. This is not the men's Rumble. And that's what he thought it was. He gets in there face to face with Nia Jax and is like, where are the men? Which is what I say when I'm outside. Like, where are the men? And he was very confused. Nia throws him over the top rope, best friend. What were your thoughts when you heard R-Truth's music come out?
There was no thought process, friend. I was just going with the flow. Yeah, you know what? I thought that was better than Santino Marella's spot. I was never a fan of that whole what was the name of Santina. Oh, it was Santina. Okay, I was never a fan of that. So I really enjoyed that spot way better than I did Santina. So I have nothing bad to say about it.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't know how I felt about it. I mean, I was cracking up, but then afterwards I'm like, well, I don't know how I feel about that. Because, you know, you could have spent that time on a girl, but also, like, yeah. Sarah Logan in there, like, okay, good choice. Like, eliminate.
To be honest, yeah. Right? I mean, you know.
I couldn't really be mad about it, especially because, you know, we will talk a little bit more about this after, you know, recapping all the women's. But, like, there was not any legends in this Rumble. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. I think that they took this time and they were like, all right, we're going to showcase the women that we have right now with our three brands. And then we got someone who we never thought was going to be back in the WWE. We have women who are debuting who are huge deals in the industry. So I thought that was a good choice on them. But Valhalla did not make it. I don't know if I said that name right, but sure.
Valhalla.
And then Meechan comes in. Zoe Stark comes in. Zoe Stark.
Okay, restaurant.
Roxanne.
I see you.
And then we hear thunder. And I said, oh my God, what's happening? And you hear a storm is coming. And I said, yes, because I absolutely love Jade's theme music. And that was my big thing. I'm like, man, if Jade comes in, like, you can't just have her to some random music, right? Like, she needs to come with the music that she had in AEW. And she sure did. And rest friend, what are your thoughts? Tell me what you were thinking when you saw Jade.
The power of Jade. Like, just the theme alone. It's like, hearing her song alone was exciting. Seeing her come out, that was crazy. That was very crazy. I'm still trying to get used to her not being in AEW, but because we haven't seen her in the ring, so seeing her come out, that was very, very nice.
Man, Jade, I'm so excited for her. Genuinely so excited for her. And seeing her in the Rumble, like, and now, oh my God, there's just so many possibilities, right? Because we've been talking about this for months since we know that Jade's been signed. She can have so many bangers with Bianca Belair, and she could be doing so many things. Like, this woman is WrestleMania, right? She's got that written all over her. And there was this moment where I can't remember who she's lifting up, but then Bianca at the same time is also lifting someone up. They look at each other and they drop the women. And I'm just like, here it is. We're going to get it. It's going to be so good. I was just so excited. She made me so happy. Yeah, oh my God, it was great. She had wonderful moments. And then to top it all off, she goes face to face with Nia Jax and she lifts up Nia Jax, best friend. When I tell you, best friend, I felt so strong. I don't know what was happening. I felt like I was in the ring. You know, like when men watch sports and they're like, yeah, and they feel like they did it.
Yes. That's how you felt.
I lifted up Nia Jax. Like, I felt strong, best friend. When I saw Jay do that, I said, let's go. I'm here. Let's do it. I've never felt so strong in my life than when I saw Jade pick up Nia. Like, incredible.
No, that was super cool. That was super cool to see.
The Don Pablo says that's going to be money when it happens. Absolutely. I absolutely agree. Rest friend, would you pay to see that match?
Oh, yes, of course. I would.
10 out of 10. Oh my God. It's going to be so good. But yeah, I felt so strong. I don't know what was going through me. Something ran through my body.
I love that. No, restaurant. I love that because, like you said, okay, you're comparing it to the men watching sports, right? Sometimes you honestly really do feel that way when you're watching wrestling, not necessarily like, oh, I feel strong like them, but you love this sport so much that you feel like you're, how do I explain it? Like,
it's like you're part of the team.
Like you're part of the team. There you go. Yes.
Oh, I bet you that's how Tony Khan be feeling when he's backstage and he'd be watching
this. That's why he's always so hype.
Oh, man. And then right after Jade, we got to see Tiffany Stratton, who comes in and does an amazing swanton off the top rope. She is crazy. Crazy good.
Yeah.
I love her.
She is.
And then at number 30, I was like, all right, that's it. Like, who are we getting? I was like, we didn't see Lita. We didn't see Trish, which I didn't want. I'm like, because we've seen them so much throughout the years, right? Like, I feel like we can get somebody new. And then we got Liv Morgan, which I was like, all right, Liv, shout out to
you. She looked amazing. I loved her look.
She said she was referencing like a Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera.
I don't know which song it was, but she looked good.
She looked so good. She looked better than Christina Aguilera.
Period.
Yeah, maybe because I'm not a fan of her, but she looked way better than Christina Aguilera. She looked really good.
Man, and the final three of this came down to Bayley, Jade, and Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan.
Which, oh my God. Oh, also, Bianca and Naomi and Jade had also a cool moment. And it's just like, oh my God. The possibilities are endless, right? Because they're all so talented, super athletic. And I'm so ready. I'm so ready.
Me too. I mean, the way that Bianca eliminated Jordan, how Jade eliminated Nia Jax as soon as she came in, like, that was a very good Royal Rumble. I really, really enjoyed it.
And it's crazy because, like, you know, maybe in some parts I felt like, oh, you know, things happen. There's little hiccups.
Yeah.
It happens. Yeah. That's bound to happen, right? There's so many people in the ring. Everyone's got to remember, like, oh, okay, you know, who's coming out. Like, I have to keep my mind on like a timer, and you know, it's crazy and there's chaos, and just watching it, you're like, you have to follow along with so many things, so you can only imagine what it's like being there.
Yeah, so many people that, I mean, they don't even, I'm sure a lot of these people haven't even gotten an opportunity to work together, so to have to be in the ring all together at the same time and know what to do and have to learn how to work with each other, it can't be easy. So I don't know. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I really have no complaints. I think a lot of the women really, really showcased what they're good at.
Yeah. And it's all about teamwork there, too, yeah. Because when Maxine Dupri came out, I don't know if it's still, it might just be Maxine, but she came out, she was supposed to have this spot, you know, with Bayley, and it was like a head scissors and it didn't really work, but like, you kind of saw that Bayley was like, let's try this again, right? And it's again, they've never worked together, so
yeah,
the ring is full of women, so you also have to, like, you can't just shit on these things all the time, like, things happen. So when people are like, oh my God, that's why, you know, she shouldn't be in there, and it's just like, calm down, sir. Go back to typing in your basement. Go back to eating your grilled cheese sandwich. Relax, okay? These things happen. So I didn't think it was that serious. I actually like the fact that Bayley helped her and attempted it again. Mind you, again, it wasn't perfect, but it's like they tried. They executed the spot that they were supposed to execute, and it got done. So that's all I have to say about it.
I agree, Rush Friend. No, I agree with you.
So we got down to the final three women. Rest friend, when you saw it was down to Liv, to Jade, and Bayley, what were you thinking? Were you like, all right, maybe Jade's going to get it, or this is Bayley's time, or what about Liv?
I thought Jade was going to get it. I really thought that Jade was going to win. I feel like that was what most all of us were thinking, right?
Yeah.
What were you thinking? I want to know what you were thinking.
You know, when Naomi was in there, I'm like, dang, you can't bring back Naomi and not have her win a Rumble. Like, that's insane. So then I want to say Jade also eliminated Naomi. So hold on, I have them here. Naomi number two. Yeah, Jade eliminated Naomi. So.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Dang, that's insane. So when Naomi was no longer there, I'm like, all right. Then Bayley was still there, and I'm like, I guess, like, my favorite, Bayley, it's got to go to Bayley, right? But I'm like, but it could go to Jade. Like, your mind starts going to so many places because you're like, all right, these possibilities, and Liv just came back, and Liv is also very deserving of winning a Rumble because she's gone through it. So she's also, you know, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but she's been in all seven Rumble matches, which I talked to you before we started recording that I'm like, we've had 7 years of women's Rumbles. Insane time.
It doesn't even feel that way.
It doesn't. Yeah. I feel like just yesterday we were getting our first one, and I watched that back so many times, Rush Friend, and I literally cry every single time. I don't know what it is. There's so much emotion in watching that first Women's Rumble. But Bayley was my favorite, but I really did think that for a solid moment, Jade could be the one to take it. But we got Bayley as the winner for the Women's Rumble this year. What are your thoughts, Rest Friend? What is she doing? Who is she picking?
I'm so excited for her. Rhea Ripley, right? Hopefully. I don't know. That's who I'm hoping. I know it's going to happen. I know Damage Control is going to be separated or broken, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't want that to happen yet. How nice would it be for Bayley to also be the champ at the same time as Io?
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see that, but I don't know.
I'm going to go with the opposite of you.
Okay.
I think she's going to be like, well, you know, I think Io is just such a great champ. And if you guys want me to prove myself, then I have to fight somebody here. So, you know, in my own group. So I would say she might pick Io.
Yeah, I mean, she's been, I think, shady for a while. So I see it happening.
And then, so that would leave like Rhea out in the open for someone else. So I think like maybe Naomi, but like it's hard because Rhea is a heel, right? Heel, yeah. And I say in quotes because she's not really, because she is beloved by everyone. So anyone that you put against Rhea automatically is going to be the heel. So they have to be very careful with how they play this out, especially if it's going to be at WrestleMania.
Yeah. That's so true, restaurant. I wonder if it would be too soon for them to just have Jade against Rhea already. I kind of feel like it is, because would it be too soon to have Jade lose against Rhea Ripley, or too soon to have Rhea lose against Jade? I feel like they both are a little too soon, but at the same time, it's WrestleMania. So how cool would that be?
Yeah, again, possibilities are endless. And I think people really want to see Bianca versus Jade. And that's a WrestleMania match in itself. So you don't even need a championship for that.
Yeah.
So I guess they could hold off on Jade for a little bit. But Rhea needs some solid competition, right? Because I feel like, yeah, she has been having some matches. But no one is up to the level of Rhea Ripley, honestly.
Yeah.
All right. Last final thoughts on the Women's Rumble, restaurant. And I know we kind of mentioned this during, but Liv and Natty have been the ones who have been in all 7 Rumble matches. So shout out to them. They're amazing. Love it.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. The OG baddies.
Yeah, but overall, restaurant, did you enjoy this Women's Rumble this year? Because a lot of people online, they were like, I absolutely hated it. So you absolutely hated it, or you absolutely loved it?
I absolutely loved it. Like I said, I have really nothing. I don't have complaints. Like, I enjoyed everyone they chose. We got to see a lot of faces that we don't really get to see on TV. Mm-hmm. We got to see a lot of new faces. Like you said, Naomi is back. To see the way that Jordynne Grace was working in the ring was really nice. Bianca Belair, Jade, Bayley winning. I really actually enjoyed this Royal Rumble match, best friend. Zero complaints.
Yeah, and I thought it was good. Having no legends in the match really allowed them to give those spots to women on their roster, right, who are going to keep competing. And that's also something that I've had issues with, like, in the men's matches. Like, if you're not bringing back – if someone's going to win the Rumble, they need to be on the roster and competing, right?
Yeah.
You can't just – like, if The Rock would have shown up in the Rumble, and I'm just like, all right, sir, if you're not going to fight, then why did you win that Rumble? Because there's so many other men who have worked their butts off all year to try to get this opportunity, right? So with the women's match, I'm like, perfect. You got your girls from NXT. You're really showcasing – because, like, Roxanne Perez, she's killing it. She showed up. Women who are not so featured on the main roster – they also were able to be showcased so well. So I think this year they did a really, really great job with showcasing the talent that they have right now on the roster. What is it fun to see the legends? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't think this year we needed it, because we had a stacked roster, especially with Jade coming in and Naomi returning. So
Naomi returning. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I thought it was a 10 out of 10. All right. So let's move on to the Men's Rumble. And man, there was so much going on in the Men's Rumble. So Jey Uso comes out at number one, main event Jey Uso. Shout outs to him. And immediately, Rest Friend, I'm like, oh man, it would be so cool if Jimmy comes out, right? Because I'm like, that would just be so dramatic. And then boom, Jimmy comes out, Rest Friend. I was on the floor.
You were feeling nervous, friend. You felt it. You knew it was going to happen.
First friend, I felt like I was booking this Rumble. I was so excited. I'm like, oh my God, the family drama. Cause you know, I'm here for like, oh my God, this is so novella. Like,
and
this
you're here for the cheese man restaurant.
Yes. This whole bloodline story had been, it's just been very novella. Like, so yeah. I love that. Let's feature C. Henry right now. It said, if WWE booked the Raw women's division better, Rhea would have won, or Rhea would have what?
Rhea would have won.
We're missing a little bit of that, sir. Reply again. But yeah, when Jimmy and Jay were first, I'm like, all right, this is about to be popping. I mean, what are your thoughts on the Jimmy and Jay being technically, you know, the first two to start the match?
I mean, cool. I honestly, I wouldn't have written that any better, wrist friend. That was pretty fucking cool. Two brothers that right now are in, you know, pretty much hate each other. Wow. I feel like if I was fighting with one of my siblings, I would definitely would love to have a match on TV and be the first to command the Royal Rumble and be all dramatic. Like you said, it's like a novella. Like I really thought that was cool.
Yeah. Here we go. Now we got the full message. If WWE would book the Raw women's division better, Rhea would have some options because there's some good talent on the roster. Absolutely agree. Yeah, I guess it is depending on, because like you, Rhea, people love her already, right? So you would have to book the women to be showcased more. Like I said, I don't watch Raw. I'm not watching SmackDown. So sorry. But yeah.
Yeah, as long as they don't give us another match like her Survivor Series match, which wasn't horrible. But as the champion, Rhea Ripley, like we could have had gotten better.
Yeah. I agree with you, Miss Ron. It's just that Survivor Series match was, it was fine.
Yeah, it was okay.
But I can say we were there.
Right.
Oh man. At number three, we got Grayson Waller, who I'm like, yes, I love Grayson Waller. I think he's so cool. And at number four, we got the returning best friend, new theme song. He said, El Ídolo. I said, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. When you heard that, what was going through your head, best friend?
Best friend, I rolled my eyes. I was like, of course he's here.
You said, I knew this.
I'm not mad about it. I'm not at all. I think you can, I don't know why I was going to say you can tell he wanted to go back. I don't know. I don't fucking know this, man.
No, but at the same time, it felt like he was standing
More than usual. Exactly. More than when he was already in WWE first and then left for AEW. Mm-hmm. I definitely already felt that he was going to be back in WWE. My heart wanted him in CMLL, like he had talked about wanting to be. But so when I saw him in WWE, I was like, oh, of course. I just hope he has a better run this time. I really do. Because it's another, right, Rush Friend? That's our paisa. We want him to succeed.
Yeah. Yeah. He's literally like our homeboy. If we met, he would definitely be our homeboy. It's a very thin line between love and hate. I feel like that's going to be the situation.
I agree. I think we're gonna be like his sisters.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, can you guys leave? Like
literally, like can you guys not?
But in a loving way. Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, oh, I love those girls. I just don't want them near me.
But they're great, but far away.
Right.
Man, yeah. When I saw him come out, I'm like, great, Andrade. And you know what? It's interesting that you mentioned the CMLL, because maybe he did want to do that, but because of now with their partnership with AEW, maybe he knew more, right? And he's like, I just don't want to be in AEW anymore, so let me go back to WWE. And Cody really changed the game with this, right? Because he showed that you can be someone else outside of WWE and come back and be a star. So we're just going to have to keep an eye on Andrade and see if they really do showcase him, because it was nice to have like Lucha Libre at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. I agree. I definitely agree. That was very nice. I'm not mad about him being there. I just hope he has a better run. I hope they treat him like that star that came back. Like, okay, we have Andrade back. Mm-hmm. Let's do something big.
And I want to say he's in Monday Night Raw, because he told Nick Aldis, oh, it's like, say hi to Zelina for me. And I'm like, oh, my heart.
okay. Yeah. I mean, also, yeah, and we, you know, his wife is in the WWE. No, I know right now she's injured, or yeah, right, she got injured.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got surgery and all of that. She's rehabbing right now. So of course, I feel like a lot of us saw that coming. But yeah, okay, Raw. We're gonna
Let's see.
Will
let's
I start watching Raw? I don't know, but let's see what happens with Andrade.
you know once I start to see like what's happening with Naomi and Jade, like I am going to get back into watching, because you know it's heading into WrestleMania and so many things could happen, so we'll just see what happens with that. At number five we got Carmelo, which Mello is money, so 10 out of 10. And then we got Shinsuke Nakamura, which Pat McAfee freaked out over him. And Corey Graves was like, it's not the same Nakamura, he's not gonna like you. And that did not stop Pat McAfee from singing the little song.
Good for him.
Good for him. He's like, that's gonna be my friend regardless. I don't care that they're going through another phase, it's fine. Then we got to see Santos Escobar, which I'm like, all right, let's go.
And the way Santos Escobar came, best friend to me, that man, I don't know what it is about him. I don't know if it's like the lucha libre in him, the lucha libre in him, but like, you know, it's Mexicano, and yeah, he always comes out representing that. So when he came out with his, I know it's not called a poncho, like the real actual word for it, but that's what I'm going to call it. I don't know. I really loved his entrance, like the way that he just came in looking like badass.
Amazing. And he has like this like aura around him, right? That he's like big, like he's a bad,
yes,
like he's hot,
like you wouldn't mess with him simply. Yeah. I think it's the hair, because I think about Sergio. I don't think he looks like Sergio, but I think about Sergio. I really do believe that men with long hair like that looks so beautiful and well taken care of, there's some power in that hair, and maybe that's what it is. I don't know, he does look intimidating, so
he looks like he could beat you up. But then when he got the Virgencita in front of him, then I was like, I get it, like my mom would be like, yes, that is a man of
those God. Those are the most dangerous,
right?
Those are the most dangerous. That's the man dangerous. That yes if you know, you know,
if you know, you know, period. So then after Santos Escobar we got Karrion Kross, and then we got Dominic Mysterio, which I cannot believe people still boo this man. Dominic 10 out of 10, hilarious. Then we got to see Carlito, which I'm upset that you could have at least for the Rumble given him his old theme song, right?
Yeah, I know. What is, I don't understand what it is with WWE and keep missing the ball on, dropping the ball on Carlito. Like, what is going on?
Missed opportunities. And I'm like,
so many missed opportunities.
It was right there. Like, even just for the pay-per-views, like, they're missing out on stuff. I hate it. Bobby Lashley came in, and then Ludwig Kaiser from Imperium. This was his first Royal Rumble. Good for him, because it was also
good for him.
Royal Rumble, Tiffany Stratton. And then we got to see Austin Theory, Finn Balor, and then my pick, Cody Rhodes. And I'm like, best friend, when they mentioned that, oh man, I don't know how many years ago it was, probably over 10. But they're like, the last time somebody went back to back at a Rumble, it was Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I'm like, all right, Cody, I don't know why they would mention that, but now you got to do it, because they didn't have any fun facts for anybody else. So Cody, I was like, you have to win, sir. Bronson Reed came out great. And then we got to see Kofi Kingston, which I was super excited to see him, but I was kind of disappointed that we didn't get him doing some cool, you know, eliminated things like he used to do back in the day, right?
Yeah, I agree on that. I was waiting for that too.
And I guess it's because, you know, the last two times that he's done it, it hasn't worked out. But that you could have figured something out, right? Like, they could have done
something. He could have tried again, and if he would have failed, I mean, I think I would have been okay. I wouldn't have been mad.
Yeah.
Which, but now that I think about it, Naomi as well. Naomi didn't do anything like that.
I think that maybe it's getting a little too risky, but I don't know if you noticed, going back to the women's match, Kairi Sane, one of her feet touched the floor. And then I'm like, I get it. It's not both feet touching the floor.
Uh-huh.
So then she like lifted her feet up, and then she was eliminated. But I'm like,
she was eliminated.
Yeah, but then I'm like, if it's both feet touching the floor, then people could just hop around on one leg, right? Like, why didn't they, like, why was it a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused. Somebody needs to, like, show me evidence. Like,
Triple H.
Triple H, I need to have a conversation with you, sir. So after Kofi Kingston, we got to see Gunther, which is so intimidating. 10 out of 10. Love a man intimidating. Ivar, Bron Breakker came out. Omos came out. That man is huge. And the camera angle was also very favorable to him because they were like all the way down here. And of course you're going to look like a giant in that position. And then Pat McAfee's music hits, best friend. I was very confused. And apparently so was Pat McAfee. He was also very confused. He's like, what's going on? And then they're like, guys, go, you're in the Rumble. And here it is. He did not know he was going to be in the Rumble. So this was genuine Pat McAfee being like, oh shit, I'm in the Rumble.
Oh, like for real?
For real.
Oh.
So that was his actual genuine expression of like, oh, I didn't.
I'm in the Rumble.
That's why Michael Cole and Corey Graves were like, go, like you're in the Rumble.
Oh, now, that's good to know.
Now, I don't know if somebody told Pat, like, all right, you know, once you're in there, like, okay, you got to, like, get out. Like, we're not keeping you here long. Or if they were just going to toss him out anyway. But he tossed himself out, which I thought was very smart. Because also, if he didn't know what was happening, he's like, I'm not going to intervene so long. Like, it's just a waste of a number, right?
Exactly. I know. I think that was a very good spot. Like, okay, I'm not fucking with y'all. I'm out of here.
Like, I'm calling you. This is not for me. I thought it was for me. It's not for me.
That's a smart man.
Really is a smart man. Then afterwards, we got JD McDonagh, which is he?
Which friend?
I say that because I know he's in the Judgment Day, but like, is he really?
Right.
He's not.
No, literally, best friend. I understand your question. I don't have an answer for that.
Like, they brought him up from NXT and then like, to do what? I'm still confused by him.
I wonder if it was Finn Balor just advocating for him.
Yeah, and also
other than that, I don't know.
Get better friends. Like Then we got to see R-Truth, which he was in the correct Rumble this time. Shout out to R-Truth. Oh my goodness. Let's see. Pat could have left them fight for like 2 minutes and beat Michael's record. For real. Because Michael Cole was like, oh, I've been in the Rumble for like a minute and 20 seconds. But when Pat eliminated himself, he's like, well, my record's still intact.
That is so true.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. R-Truth came out. He was in the correct Rumble this time. Shout out to Truth. Mm-hmm. And then he did the funniest thing, Russ friend. I've never seen this happen in a Rumble. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong that this has never happened. He was like, all right, Dom, tag me in. Oh, yes. Dominic Mysterio is like, what are you talking about? Very confused.
I believe that is the first time restaurant.
Really? Oh my God. It was hilarious. And it's never going to be able to be duplicated as well as
RT.
And then I remember who came up behind Dom and he was choking him. But then Dom reaches out and he's like, ah, he's like trying to get R-Truth. Finally tags in. R-Truth comes in hot. The crowd is absolutely living for it. And I was living for it too. Shout out to them. I thought that moment was hilarious. What did you think about it?
No, I thought that moment was hilarious too, Rush friend. We talked about this. Like when it comes to the Royal Rumble, it's such an enjoyable match. Watching skits like that just makes it even more fun because we're already having such a fun time every time the clock shows up and, you know, the countdown. So to have a spot like that with R-Truth twice in the night, I'm not complaining.
Amazing. It was so good. And right after R-Truth, we got to see The Miz. We got to see Damian Priest, which was the rest of the Judgment Day. I was very upset that Damian was the one to eliminate R-Truth. I said, guys, come on. Just let him be in the group. He's selling your merch. People love him. And people love the Judgment Day, right? They love to hate them. So this would just be the match for me. Then afterwards, we got to see CM Punk. I don't know where that sound came from, Russ Ryan. I'm so sorry. That was so random. I think my soundboard did that by itself. I don't know what that was.
I hate you, Rushford, because I wasn't going to react. I was like, I have nothing to say about CM Punk. I can't stand you.
What? Oh, Jesus. Woo. Comes out at 27. And I'm like, oh my God, because the crowd went crazy for him. And I don't have any thoughts on that. Moving on to number 28, Ricochet. That's my dad's boy. My dad loves
Ricochet. That's boy.
Loves Ricochet. He was so excited to see Ricochet. And then Drew McIntyre at 29. And I'm like, all right, things are getting serious. You got a lot of good contenders. And number 30, I'm like, who could be number 30? People were disappointed that it was Sami Zayn, but I'm like, Sami makes perfect sense of the year that he's had. It's been incredible. So I was not upset the fact that Sami was the final entry. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I definitely wasn't upset either. I think the only what was going through my head was the fact that obviously they were kind of hyping up the fact that Royal Rumble was going to end with such like a huge, like something huge was going to happen.
Yeah.
But then again, what do we expect? Like, why do we keep expecting huge things to happen in shows? I feel like we have to stop that and we have to just continue going with the flow because I don't like being disappointed. So, but no, Sami Zayn coming out. Did I think it was going to be someone else? Yeah, who? I don't know, but I did think it was going to be someone else. But seeing that Sami Zayn was very nice, because like you said, the year that he's had, he was gone. For how long was he gone? 2-3 months?
Yeah, it felt like a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shout out to Sami Zayn. A lot of these people on the roster, they are such workers. I was gonna say horsemen, but like
work horses.
They deserve to get their moments, right? But it doesn't matter, because the person who got their moment was Cody Rhodes. And oh my goodness, Rush Friend, when it was down to Cody Rhodes and CM Punk, I thought I was gonna vomit.
Oh my gosh, Rush Friend, me too. Because the thought of Cody losing, I would have been so mad, Rush Friend. I was preparing myself. I was like, okay, I gotta be prepared to either be happy or to either be very angry, because I would have been very angry had Cody lost.
And when CM Punk was announced, you know, back in WWE, my initial thought was like, oh my God, he's going to win the Rumble. Like even before, you know, people had talked about the Rumble happening, I'm like, he's going to win the Rumble and he's going to Mania and he's facing Rollins and there's just no way he's not winning, right? And it was kind of sad because I'm like, no, like this is supposed to be Cody's time. Like this is supposed to be Cody. And I was like, my anxiety was at like an all-time high because I'm like, no, this needs to be Cody's time. And there was some moments where CM Punk was picking it up and I was like, no, like this can absolutely not happen. And there was one thing that he did that was like, he said, I'm not going to lose to Dusty's kid or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody said, yeet, and threw him out the top rope. And Rush Friend, when I tell you, I was up, I was like, like, I didn't know what to do with myself. I'm like, there's no way. Cody becoming the second person to win the Rumble back to back, I want to say.
Back-to-back. Yeah, right?
Incredible. Incredible accomplishment. And I'm so excited that now Cody Rhodes is going to main event WrestleMania. It's going to be so good.
That was Dusty's son that did it.
Period. And then he's a little... And then the Rush Friend.
Oh my God. That always makes me emotional. I am not scared to admit that and say that out here live and on our podcast. Like the love he still has for the Elite just melts my heart. Like I wasn't expecting even to see. I missed it when I was watching it live, by the way. I missed that part. And it wasn't until Sergio showed me the next day. And I'm like, wait, he did it again? I'm like, how the hell did I miss it? I was so happy. That was so cute.
It's amazing. And oh my God. And I know they are also, I know the Bucks and Kenny are also like, yes, Cody, he's going to Mania again. Like winning the Royal Rumble, that's such a huge deal. And that just shows how much they truly love each other because they've been through so much together, right? So, and the fact that the Elite kind of really like protected Cody while he was like in the Indies, right? Like they helped him. Oh, it was so sweet.
it was just like, you got your moment, Cody. And you're still thinking about your guys and you're still giving love to your guys, even though you're in a totally different company. You just went against the guy that fucking basically almost ruined their career.
Which, Rest Friend, let's talk about that, right? Because my dad was watching, because I watched this back with my dad, and he's like, oh my God, it's gonna be CM Punk and Cody. Like, what did he say? He's like, they're probably like excited to fight each other. And I said, no. Cody's probably like, how dare you to CM Punk? Because how are you going to start? Like, Cody started a whole company, which brought CM Punk back into wrestling. And then CM Punk tries to ruin that company. There's just no way that Cody's like, all right, we ain't got no beef. Like in the back of his head, like, fuck that guy.
He has to have thoughts. Absolutely. Do I think he hates him? Maybe not. Cody looks like the type of guy that can't hate many people. Yeah. So I really don't think he hates him. But there has to be thoughts behind it. He must feel a certain type of way, especially now seeing the love that he keeps showing for his boys. Like, there has to be some thoughts in there. We'll find out one day, best friend.
We will find out. Cody will tell us at the cookout. We'll find out.
At the carne asada, exactly.
Carne asada, absolutely. The one that we're going to throw one of these days. Mm-hmm. So who do you think Cody is going to pick to face at WrestleMania?
Well, didn't he pick Roman already, or he hasn't officially picked anyone?
He hasn't officially. Rollins was like, why don't you pick me? And I said, Rollins, be so serious. There's no way. It has to be Roman Reigns, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like everyone keeps saying, I hate saying this term. I think it's because of Cody, but he has to finish his story.
Amen. I'm right there with you, my friend. He has to finish the story, and it has to be at WrestleMania. You guys cannot go past WrestleMania because I first of all, I already lost hope after you didn't give it to Cody because you were trying to have Roman pass the 1,000 days. All right, cool. It's past the 1,000 days already. Let's move on. We've known that you can still keep the bloodline story going without that championship. So, and it sucks that Rollins is injured, right? But he said he's going to work really, really hard and rehab really hard to be ready. I think it's like 3 weeks before Mania, which is insane, right? Insane in itself to think that he's put a timeline like that because it might not happen. Really sad for Rollins because he might not get his WrestleMania moment. Also, now that Punk is injured, he got injured in that Rumble match. So there's so many things that could happen. But one thing that does need to happen is Cody winning the championship.
Oh my gosh, best friend. The thought, have you talked about WrestleMania like yourself?
No.
So the people don't know.
About what?
About you and WrestleMania.
Oh, that I'm going to WrestleMania?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Guys, I'm going to WrestleMania with Cody Rhodes. We're going to finish this story.
Okay, so my thought, ever since he won, and every time I keep thinking about him in WrestleMania and him hopefully choosing Reigns, and of course him hopefully winning, I know I'm going to cry. I know I'm going to be so emotional. But the thought of you being there and seeing that in person.
Best friend, I'm going to record
I hope that happens.
Moment of it. I'm going to send it back to you. Be like, best friend, Cody.
Crying. Best friend. FaceTime me. We're going to be crying together.
Best friend.
Yes, I agree. No, I seriously, I cried when he won his match at All In. I've cried so many times because of Cody Rhodes. Like, I would definitely cry if he gets to finish his story. Because he deserves it. Can you imagine? Like, WWE is already huge, right? And they already have huge stars like Roman Reigns and Rollins representing them. But to have someone like Cody Rhodes be the champion, I feel like it could elevate WWE even more, especially with the kids, because the kids love Cody Rhodes. Mm-hmm. The representation that he brings, you know, it would be huge. So they better not drop the ball.
I'm going to get a neck tattoo.
Rushman, it's too early for this.
We got a comment that said the story has to finish against Roman, not Seth Rollins. And I absolutely believe that. True. I feel like people are tired of Roman. Nothing against Roman. Because he's been a great kid, right? We love Roman Reigns, but we got to move on.
Yeah.
We got to move on. And we can't keep this, finish the story. This can't be like a Harry Potter series. We got to wrap it up quick. This has got to be like a Twilight, a Hunger Games even. We got to three-part this and move on. So that's what I got to say about that. Final thoughts on the Rumble and in general, the pay-per-view or the PLE called now.
True. No, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the women's Royal Rumble match. I enjoyed the men's Royal Rumble match. I'm so happy with both the winners, Bayley and Cody. They both deserve it. I hope they both get to win. They're both my favorites. So I'm really excited for Cody, not gonna lie to you. I'm really excited for Bailey as well, but obviously it's two very different stories.
Yeah.
So yeah, just the thought of Cody winning WrestleMania, like, it warms my little wrestling heart.
Just the thought of it. I hope that Cody's going to win this match at WrestleMania. It's got to be in the cards. It has to happen. If it doesn't happen, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw myself off of the 100 section.
Rest friend, please do not. Please do not. I'm not sure how fast I can get a Philly if something like that was to happen.
Rest friend, how fast are we going to be going on the bikes? Because rest friend, we might have to bike it back. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Someone said, C. Henry, so you guys don't think that Roman will break Hogan's record? We don't acknowledge Hulk Hogan on this.
Yeah, who even is that? I feel like Roman Reigns just has his own reign, right?
Well, Roman Reigns, there's no comparison. No comparison.
Zero.
Roman is an amazing person. A great human being. He's gone through so much. He's a deserving champion, unlike some people. So,
absolutely. Yeah,
do you think Bailey's gonna win the women's title? Absolutely. Think Bailey's gonna.
Yes, I do. They're
both gonna get their moments. I mean, they got their cute rumbled winner T-shirts backstage, so they're just crowd favorites. And I really think that after this, Bailey won't be such a heel. I think she'll kind of go back to her baby face, not pigtail, but how she is right now. But you know, a little happier.
You think so? Yeah. You know what? I'm so used to her being a heel, and I feel like it has worked so well for her. Even though I do like the original Bailey with her little ponytail and everything, but I just feel like heel her, just she's on a different level. So that's very interesting, Rest Friend. I can't picture her being babyface again, but that would be very, very interesting.
I mean, I feel like it might not be by choice, because you know, like how it happened with Becky when she was the man, and she,
yeah,
supposed to hate her, but they loved her, and. Yeah. Same thing that's happened to Rhea. Like, you're not supposed to like Rhea right now, but everyone loves mommy.
Everyone loves her.
Yeah. So those were our thoughts on the Rumble, guys. Let us know what your thoughts are in the comments. Hit us up on literally everything. Restaurant, where can they find us on social media?
Our Twitter, our Instagram, our YouTube. They all have our link to our Linktree, which has the link. It's called Linktree because it has a link to all of our content, our podcast, again, our Twitter, our Instagram. At Rest Friends, that's where you can find those anywhere.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast, on this live stream. Thanks for interacting with us. We absolutely love being able to chat with you guys in real time. So thank you so much. And we will see you guys next week. We're going to talk about AEW. We're going to talk about the WWE video game. And I'm still playing the AEW mobile game, Rush Friend. I got cheese about that. Lord Jesus.
I love it. I was about to say, next week we'll actually have some cheese. Today we wanted to go over the Royal Rumble. Yes. But next week we have some cheese, so please tune in and join us.
And if you guys want us to talk about anything specific, leave it down in the comments below. Let us know what you guys want to talk about, and we will be sure to bring it up next week. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. We appreciate it. We will see you guys next time. Bye.